Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good morning. I am so glad that you are starting your day here in a positive way on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And I'm here with Tom. How's it going, Tom?
Everything's well over here, Kim. Another beautiful day.
There you go. And Sherry, how are you?
Fantastic.
Very good. And Jennifer?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I sort of feel a little bit of fall in the air. I'm very excited.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, we just had our Jewish New Year, right? So happy New Year to everybody
happy
out there.
Happy New Year to everyone.
Thank you. And again, if you are just tuning in with us right here, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, where we talk about the brighter side of the 805. And today we've got a great show for you. But before I tell you all about that, I want to tell you about all the things that we have that we are giving away and that we are a part of. And I'm so excited because we always give tickets away and we get you involved. Also, friend us on Facebook at The Kim Pagano Show, because that's another place that you can win lots of stuff there. So I want to give you the phone number right now, 805-419-0008. Also, when you call in, leave us your name and your number. And also, you could be a part of our email newsletter that goes out that just tells about all these great events that are happening and gives you a little positive, outlook on life and one of my little blogging things that I've been doing. So I hope that for the ones that have already gotten it, that you enjoy it. So with that, Tom, what are we doing?
Well, today's a big day because it's a celebration for Ventura County Farm Day and Barbecue. It's a zero-waste event at McGrath Family Farms in Camarillo. It's happening all the way up until 4 in the afternoon, starting at 8:30. Farm-to-table chef Tim Kilcoyne will be preparing a barbecue feast with the help of Ventura County Young Farmers and Ranchers. It's what we're all about here. We're a very, very ag-oriented community.
We are.
Do it today. Have fun.
Yeah, Mary does a great job out there. I'm telling you, you need to all go and check that out. It's for a great cause. So that's a great thing there.
Yeah, that's really good. Then we go to the Rotary. You can look sharp and support the Rotary. Rotary Club of Westlake Village, the Sunrise Group. They're playing poker on the 6th of October, first annual Sunrise Rotary Poker Tournament. Registration, a little bit of registration there, but it's so much fun. If you go to Vegas, look at all the cash you lay out.
Exactly.
You can stay in town, have a great time. And one of the top prizes, how about a television, big screen? You got the whole thing going on.
You won that one time at the Chamber.
I won a TV.
Oh, did you really?
He was going to leave, and he won that ticket. So, yeah.
On one ticket, I got a 55-inch screen.
So are you a winner, Tom? Do you win things a lot?
Finally.
Really? That's the first time you won something?
I was one of those guys who could say, I never win nothing.
Yeah,
I was such a brat.
Some people, I think, just have that kind of luck.
Sure,
my son
are.
Has luck like that. I do not. I won a case of croutons. That is it.
A
which
case
is great.
Of croutons.
I
love it.
But
you're
that's
so
all
funny.
I won.
I love it. Well,
I'm a little better. I'm envious of the croutons, but I like my
they
TV.
They were good, but the TV is probably a lot better.
Yeah, definitely. What else have we got going on?
And the 28th annual Sunrise Rotary Golf Tournament also happening. This is coming up on October 6th. You want to golf for a good cause. The Rotary is deeply involved in raising funds for local groups and also international. They do a lot of hard work out there. You're going to golf?
Yeah, and only that is after you golf or if you don't golf. What do they have? The poker night.
It's all tied. So from golf to poker.
Yeah. So
wow.
You could go
that's
to either.
That's an all-day event. That's great.
Both. Yeah. They have a nice dinner there. It's all good. So definitely get involved with that. Also right now, Ventura Comedy Festival is going on and Laughter by the Sea. And that is going all the way through this last week and now, right?
So I've been to a few of the shows. I got to see Craig Shoemaker. And,
he's the best. Have you guys ever seen him?
I think I have.
He's a love master.
Yes, I have seen him. I knew his name sounded familiar.
Yeah, he's been on my show before, and I'm telling you, he's a great. You know what's really funny? I actually did his wife as a walk-in for hair.
Oh, did you really?
I was looking through my files. I'm like,
wait a minute, how does this work out? So yeah, but anyways, great guy, great family, fun, and he gets a little, right?
PG-13, but he's a good man. He's got a book called Datitude.
That's very fun.
That's great.
Yeah. Anyways, I've got tickets for that too, and we've got clean fun and dirty fun, and so definitely, you're gonna want to get a hold of that. Also, we've got Harvest Festival tickets, and that is coming up October 3rd through the 5th, and that's over at Ventura Fairgrounds. That's like a place where I kind of start our shopping. Isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah, and I got to make sure everybody out there knows, when you think about the Harvest Festival, it's not just some people with a wooden thing that they get a glue stick and put. This is a juried show, and the craftspeople that come in are at the highest of their level. So it's not just like a goofy, this is big time. It's very nice.
Yeah, well, and I have to mention one thing. I'm going to give a shout out, but I can't give you the exact name, but I'm going to get him on my show. The last year that I was there, oh my God, my husband and I were walking around. I got him there, okay, to there, because, you know, guys go there too. But anyways, the best, I mean, we make really incredible pasta, Italian pasta and stuff. This sauce that this guy made is there, I'm telling you. We got spicy, we got vodka, and we got...
And is it canned? You
it's
can keep
jarred,
it forever?
And it's jarred? Oh, my wow. God. He is like an amazing chef, so I'm trying to get him out here because he will be there, and I want to let people know about that. So anyways, I am so glad that you are here. You are starting your day in a positive way here with the Kim Pagano Show. Our team wants to be involved in anything that you're doing out there, so give us an email or a call at the 805-419-0008, and I want to let you know our first guest is Cynthia Grobart, and she has an amazing book. We were looking through it, huh?
I think I should get to keep this today.
I don't
know.
I almost couldn't even get it out of the office.
That's
we're going to have to see
that
if maybe
you can
she'll...
really use in your home. It's a lot of meat, which is good for a family
maybe
in the winter.
Maybe we can get her to give us a couple to give away. But
slow
cooker,
well, that, it is. It's
double
for smaller
dinners.
Portions, which is really nice too. So you can do either
way.
Yeah,
we're kind of like an empty nest. This is like for starters, for singles, for I don't know. It's a great book. Anyways, and it's got great pictures. But anyways, slow cooker, double dinners for two, cook once and eat twice.
I love that.
Yeah. So anyways, we're going to talk to her. Then also joining us from this whole comedy festival by the sea is my really good friend, Joni Fagan. And Joni is part of the Three Blonde Moms. And it's funny, they all kind of dispersed in different areas. And I was like, wait a minute, can I be a blonde? I'm a mom, I'm blonde.
They're
and she's,
hysterical.
You know, oh,
they're
yeah,
really
she's
funny.
Really funny. So anyways, she's going to be joining us too, and we have tickets for that. And also Lisa Carey is coming up, and she's going to talk about the Harvest Festival, and we have tickets for that. So stay with us all the way through this great show. And again, we are the brighter side of the 805. So thank you so much for joining us. Let's, Cynthia, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you? Okay, we're all in love with your book.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, so, you know, and great pictures. It's all usable stuff. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. Well, I'm writing, I think, my sixth cookbook right now, and I've written two books about slow cooking, and this is the second one that I've written, and I came up with the idea of I really wanted to cook a meal that wasn't going to be a leftover.
Mm.
And when I thought about Slow Cooking for Two, which was an earlier book, it was because all of my favorite slow cooker recipes fed crowds of people. And even my most favorite recipes, I would get bored with. So I thought, let me scale this down. Then I thought, a pot roast, the smallest pot roast you can buy in the grocery store is about 2 pounds. How could I package this so it wouldn't be a leftover?
Wow.
I figured out how to use a slow cooker liner bag as a cooking bag. So you cut the roast in half and you put half in each one of the bags and you do two completely different recipes, two different preparations, but you put both the bags in the slow cooker at the same time. So when the slow cooker has finished cooking, you've got a meal for tonight and a meal for either later in the week, or you can package it up for your freezer. I always think frozen, already cooked homemade meals are like having money in the bank.
So can you freeze it right in that bag, or do you need to put it in something else?
I usually put it in something else because I like to have either square or rectangular containers in my freezer just because they stack more easily and keeps things a little neater so you can identify things. So I would prefer the container. And they freeze beautifully.
So like a Tupperware.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because I have a lot of stuff. I always cook, you know, four kids and they all have friends. And then it's kind of like just how I cook. And it's interesting when now we're almost an empty nester. It's hard to cook smaller, isn't it? So you do have leftovers, but I love to make sure that they have a date on my packages and a name, because once they get frozen, they look different.
Can't tell what it is.
They don't look anything like how they looked when they were made, and all of that brown food looks the same in the freezer. So, yes, labeling and dating is incredibly important.
So anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you know what? I just reminded myself we didn't give anything away. I'm sorry, Cynthia, just in the middle of all this. Let's give away some Conviction at Rubicon Theater tickets. And that is, this is, I think, their last week that they're running, but I want to get you guys there. And let's do that right now. Let's give a couple passes away, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, that we're talking with Cynthia Graubart. Is that how you pronounce your last name?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And we're talking about slow cooker, double dinners for two, cook once and eat twice. I love it. I mean, that's what it's all about, you know, fast and
easy and simple.
But
and still have something good to eat.
I'm looking at some of the recipes here. So I have a question. Red wine flank steak. So how is that different than skirt steak?
Ooh, we love skirt steak.
Skirt steak is a different cut from a flank steak.
Okay.
And skirt steak is thinner, and it has a little bit more fat in it.
Oh,
and
that's why I like it.
Well, it just adds to that flavor tremendously. And that's a cut that cooks so quickly, you really just want to sear it on both sides. So that's probably not a good candidate for the slow cooker.
Oh, okay.
Because you can cook it so fast in other methods. What the slow cooker does best of all is take those tough cuts of beef, like a top round roast, a London broil, things like that, and really braises it all day, and the meat is just so incredibly tender and moist. That's what the slow cooker does best. I've got some pork tenderloin recipes in there that are really terrific.
They're great recipes to feed your family. I mean, I was looking through it, and you could feed a large family with it because it's a meat and potatoes, a lot of meat and potatoes in there, which is I like. I have two boys, so they just want to eat all the time.
Yeah. Now, you know, I'm looking at your chicken parmesan.
Mm.
That looks amazing.
That's really good.
Yeah. And now, how do you have leftovers of that, or is it, I mean, wouldn't it be one for each person?
Well, that's the thing. You don't have leftovers. This is slow cooking for two, so the portion sizes are appropriate for two people with maybe a possible third person or a little leftover for lunch the next day. Sometimes I like just a small lunch from a hot meal.
I do too. I love the next day.
Yeah,
that's
so do I.
I have something sitting in the refrigerator too from Erewhon from last night.
Oh, see, yeah, you always leave a little bit leftover for the taste.
Yeah.
So Cynthia, you know, you said you have several books. What are your other books? I mean, I want a copy of all your books so that we can have you back on. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and were you always passionate about cooking?
I started out as what they're now calling a culinary television producer. I used to produce cooking shows for public television, and that was before the Food Network. And I had just a great fun doing that. But then I produced children, so I stayed home to raise the kids.
I like that. She produced children
and needed a slow cooker.
I love it.
And then from that experience, I wrote my first book, which was called The One-Armed Cook, How to Get Dinner on the Table with a Baby on Your Hip.
Oh, I love that name. That's great.
Yeah, that's cute.
Because it's really the one-armed life during those years.
Okay. Well, we'll have to get you, if you could send us a couple of your books, because I would love to have them on. It's funny because both my daughters are married now.
Oh.
And she was looking at this slow cooker, and I'm like, no, your dad and I are almost done here. You know, it's like,
right.
But I think she would really like, because that is so true. I used to think, how can I get, when my kids, four kids going, Mom, I'm hungry, fast you had to get it out there. So
I co-wrote Southern Biscuits, and then following that, Mastering the Art of Southern Cooking, which won a James Beard Award.
Oh wow. Good for you. Now, who is your mentor?
What a good question. I have so many. I really look up to strong women who are firm in their convictions, and especially those women who are willing to reach their hand out and pull another woman along with them.
Oh, I love that.
Are the women that I admire and look up to.
Ah, I love that. I love that a lot. I started a women's support group, and that's what I just think that, when you're in high school or in school, sometimes people are they cut you down because they think you're prettier, they think you're, smarter, or, you dress nicer. But what about going, wow, how do I do that?
That's the best part, I think, about being older.
Yeah.
Is you don't have to worry about what people think so much.
Yeah, how do I do that? How do I be more like you? And you want to help them to be a better person. That's what this show is all about. So thank you for sharing that part of your mentoring. So,
well, I have a great philosophy that I subscribe to, and it's called the pork chop theory.
Oh.
And the pork chop theory is that one pork chop in the pan will become dry, but two pork chops in the pan, the fat from one feeds the other. So then you have moist and tender pork chops. And so that's a philosophy that I subscribe to. There's room for everyone at the table, and that's what we need to be doing for each other.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And you kind of put it into your cooking,
Right. So true. People always say women should be lifting each other up and not knocking them down.
Oh, so true. So true. So what is one of the easiest and fastest recipes that you can make in when you're in a hurry?
Because I have nothing for dinner tonight. So I would like a small shopping list.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you that I also believe that cooking shouldn't be this overwhelming challenge. I want people to feel confident in the kitchen. So, you cook things that you're going to work out. We watch these competition shows on television and these, high-end culinary shows, and they're using expensive ingredients, and they're not clear on the steps involved, and you go out and spend all kinds of money on ingredients. You come home and you try to duplicate that recipe, and it's a massive failure. You throw it in the trash, and then you think you can't cook.
That's why I buy food prepared.
Oh, yeah. See, people do. There you go. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
I think it's cheaper than buying all those ingredients for one person.
Everyday meals do not have – that's intimidating if you think you're going to cook like that every night.
Doesn't have to be complicated.
Absolutely. One night a week is fun to do something special, but a slow cooker for the, Monday through Thursday, that's a great alternative in doing one great maybe multi-ingredient meal on the weekend. That's what I try to do because I do enjoy cooking, but I don't have time to do that during
all
the week.
All the time.
And it's not fun.
Yeah, and I'm kind of into really healthy eating now, counting calories.
Right.
And, I love the farm-to-table kind of things. All the stuff that you can naturally get, out of your garden. And
well, I've got a great ratatouille recipe in the book, and it's just all it is vegetables. It's eggplant and zucchini, some onion and bell pepper, mushrooms, and a couple of small tomatoes, garlic, little balsamic vinegar, and then some fresh thyme.
Oh.
And that cooks in the slow cooker, and it's almost like a stew. It's a great side dish for any meat, chicken or fish, but also it's a terrific thing to put over pasta or over rice.
Ooh. Or so you could make several servings of that and then freeze it in your freezer.
Sounds great.
Now, is the I cook so little. Slow cooker, is that like a special...
Are you kidding me?
It's a crock pot.
It's a crock pot.
Oh, okay. See, Sherry's probably doing fun stuff every night, and she's
I enjoy cooking a lot. I cook when I was alone with my daughter.
A little portable one.
You guys don't understand. Lindsay is now, you know, going to be 30. So I haven't cooked in 20 years.
You shouldn't.
Somebody should be cooking for you.
Right, exactly.
Let me tell you.
And they do.
I love it.
We all have our time that we have to pay our dues.
Cynthia, I would love to have you back on. If you could send me all your books, or if we could connect sometime, I would love to find out more about all your other books, because we love cooking.
We need cooking for one.
That's right.
I'll get started on that. In the meantime, people can reach me through my website, which is CynthiaGraubart.com, or meet me on Facebook.
Twitter. You know what? Will you Facebook me at Kim Pagano Show so then we can keep in touch?
I sure will.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for being our guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking with Joni Fagan, and she is one of the blonde moms that I've been talking about. And you know what I'd love to do is give a set of tickets away right now for the Saturday night clean comedy here at the Ventura Comedy Festival, Laughter by the Sea. So give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you are at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 a month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-5140. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-5140. That's 805-375-5140. Located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-5140.
On October 6th, the 28th annual Sunrise Rotary Golf Tournament will be returning to the North Ranch Country Club. The tournament will feature a putting contest, brunch, refreshments on the course, cocktail hour, silent auction, helicopter ball drop, and awards dinner. Be prepared for some fun in the sun while supporting your local Rotary Club. For more information, please contact Nancy Lasota at 805-469-4548. Sign up online at www.sunriserotarygolfer.com.
Are you ready for an evening full of amazement? The Carrie Moore Spiritual Medium event is on October 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the Wood Ranch Golf Club. You can expect a mind-blowing evening of divine love and enlightenment from Spirit. There will be spirit connections, dinner, and a raffle. You'll be given a chance to win a Zoom professional whitening treatment and a gift basket of Brocato hair products. Visit www.carriemorepsychicmedium.com/clairvoyantcorner for more information and to purchase tickets.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. feel good.
Now,
today.
Back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. I do want you to write down this phone number, 419-0008, 419-0008. We have tickets for you, and we've got Conviction at the Rubicon. We've got Ventura Comedy Festival that we're actually going to be joined right now with Joni Fagan. She's one of my friends, and I love what she does. Also, Laughter at the Sea. That's what she's going to be doing. And we've got some clean comedy, and we've got some bad girls of comedy. So we've got tickets for you there. Also, we've got Harvest Festival coming up. You could tell what kind of season it is because that's kind of like my hint of where we're going with that. So we've got tickets for you on that, too. So definitely join us here on The Kim Pagano Show. Also, get in touch with us on Facebook at thekimpaganoshow.com or at Kim Pagano Show. Anyways, Joni, are you there?
I am here. How are you, Kim?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm calling you from the happiest place on earth.
Oh, my God. Whoa. Are you at Disneyland? Or are you just at your own home?
Yes, in my home.
Oh, okay, no, okay.
It's
there
the
you.
Happiest place on earth.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I was going to say, there must not be anybody there. I've got to get down there.
I'm telling you, there's like no lines at all.
I love it. Okay, so talk to us. What's going on? I know you got you just had a big show back east, correct?
Yeah, we were actually in Northern California.
Oh, Northern, okay.
The Three Blonde Mom Show, and we all, Beaumont Bacon is in the show, lives in Rhode Island now, so she flew all the way across the country, and we performed up near San Francisco.
I love Beaumont. Beaumont Bacon. She was on our show. She is hilarious. So you guys do a great job. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we are talking with Joni Fagan. She is one of the Three Blonde Moms. I was trying to tell everybody that I was going to do, be one of those moms that, because I'm blonde, I'm a mom, right? You know, Jennifer's blonde. Right. She's a mom. We were, do you need a brunette?
I have blonde weaves.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But, a little diversity in the
I was
group.
Like, I've got two things that I could do, but am I funny? That's the big thing, So it takes a lot to be funny. And, so tell us a little bit about yourself for anybody that hasn't already listened to you on our show and what's coming up.
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, anybody can be in the show if you're a mom, for sure, because anyone can be a blonde. And it was so cute when my daughter was growing up. She's a brunette. And she looked at me and she said, "Mommy, when does my blonde come in?"
Oh, I love it.
And I said, "As soon as you make an appointment."
Yeah, with Kim, but, right? There you go.
Exactly. Kim, exactly. With Kim, it's one-stop shopping over there. That's great.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, she was just the muse for my show. I'm perky, as you can tell. I do a lot of crafting, but I'm never totally put together. Like, we always have a mom in the show that's always put together, like Donna Terry. She's our former Miss California in the show, and she's always impeccable, and somehow she can wear heels no matter what. I walk out of the house, I've got like a Velcro roller stuck on the back of my head.
I
think I look all right.
So funny.
I have a question, because you're a mom and you're going to work. I asked the audience last week, how many of the moms of the show actually drive their kids to school, like in their pajamas?
Do you know what's funny?
Or their yoga clothes.
Yeah. Or sweat.
I don't wear my pajamas because one time my mom got stuck in a robe. So I'm very careful with that.
See?
So it was a lesson well learned, but I pushed the envelope.
Do you guys leave the house ever without makeup?
Yeah.
I do too. Yeah. My mother would never leave without makeup. But I totally do. And I was like, probably too much information. I was at a date.
The big thing that I'm not going to cut you off, but underwear. Hello. Right?
Well, if you had a car accident
you have to have
something.
Underwear on.
Oh, right.
Your underwear. Right? That, Joni.
And you have like big Monster Inc. slippers on,
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you run out of gas or your car stalls and you're out there in your little slippers and you're like,
that would be a nightmare.
Can somebody help me? And you have no makeup on. You look like, no.
That would be me.
I would be the one that would happen to.
Donna Cherry always looks. She is one of those moms that walks out with full makeup and hair and perfect outfit and everything all the time. Beaumont and I, not so much. It's like, what level of sweats are we going to wear today? Mm. You have like the A sweats where they're, high-end sweats. And then I have my little ones with the beads on them for the not-so-good sweats. But we worked in the South, Birmingham, Alabama. I'll never forget. We all went to the mall. Went to the mall. Those gals are like on a runway. They are impeccable makeup and hair and outfits to a T. We look like bag ladies walking around. Like,
oh, absolutely. California casual does not extend across the country.
No, totally not.
No, I would probably say I'm 98% pretty put together. You know,
that's awesome.
Yeah, just because I'm in the industry of beauty, but and you can do simple things, you know.
Absolutely.
You don't, take a shower, girls.
Right. No,
I love dry shampoo. That's my friend.
I do love dry shampoo.
Dry shampoo is my friend. That was the greatest invention in the world because I really can't blow dry my hair myself.
So you just do a dry shampoo?
I do a dry shampoo.
And it's actually healthier for you to use the dry shampoo rather than to wash three
times.
How many days
do you think this is?
We don't want to know.
We'll talk about it after, Sherry, because I might be able to beat you.
I don't know.
Oh, God, you guys, so funny.
Maybe that you need to add that to your act, dry shampoo.
I know. You know, my daughter she has really long hair, and she goes from school to dance to ballet and the whole thing, and she saw the dry shampoo and grabbed it. It's like a lifesaver for her.
Yeah.
You know, she's always on the run.
Let me, as a hair therapist, explain to anybody what a dry shampoo is.
I don't really want to know, I don't think.
Does it actually clean your hair? Almost like, no. No. It's like a baby powder, okay? It just takes your body oil out of your hair and your scalp, okay? And so it kind of gives your little, like a poof.
Especially if you have light hair, if you have blonde
really
hair.
It cleans your oil.
No. Oh, gosh.
Oh.
You haven't been using it anywhere
else, have
you? You're
20
years
before.
No.
Actually, it's my deodorant.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God. Anyways, all right. We got to get back to our show here. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we've got Sherry and we've got Jennifer and we've got Tom. Tom's like already ducked out of the room here. He's like, really, girls, you know? And we've got Joni Fagan. And you are listening to The Brighter Side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. And I know that you are going to be out here in Ventura Comedy Festival. And it's
your second appearance, right?
So
yes. It's called Laughter by the Sea, which is pretty much what happens when I go in a bathing suit at the beach.
Oh, God.
So, I think they named it after me. Laughter by the Sea. It's Friday and Saturday night. I'm on shows all Friday and Saturday night at the Ventura Comedy Festival.
Very cool.
Ventura Harbor Comedy Club and all the surrounding areas. And I did it last year. It was so fun. I cannot wait.
That's great. Okay, so what time is Friday night?
I think it's two shows, actually. I think it's 8 o'clock and 10:30, and they should definitely check the website. Kim, maybe you could put a link on your Facebook page or something.
Absolutely, you could do it. You're my friend on there. You could do it.
Totally, I will. And then Saturday night, same thing. I think it's 8 and 10, and it's just I'm on the Sirens of comedy show on Friday, which is very flattering to me. I'm a siren, I guess. And the rest of the shows are all different. Just the themes and different acts and like hundreds of comics.
So, Joni, are you bad girls of comedy or are you clean girls?
I'm good girl.
Okay,
I'm a clean siren.
I've seen you at a comedy club. You guys were hysterical.
Isn't that funny?
So funny.
Yeah, it's just so real.
And my friend sold me out about the Tooth Fairy, so that was very embarrassing. About the amount that sometimes the Tooth Fairy that I agreed to leave my children, and it was hysterical.
Yeah,
that's funny. Tell us about that.
Oh, sure. Well, the Tooth Fairy, quote unquote, seems to be raising the bar for the other Tooth Fairies, because my daughter, when she was in that phase, came home and she said, "Oh, Debbie's Tooth Fairy left her $20." A Hannah Montana, back then, CD, and sprinkled fairy dust all over the house. I was like, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to need Debbie's mom's phone number right now.
Except.
I heard the Tooth Fairy was on a budget. Now get in there, brush those teeth.
There you go. I love it. You know what? I mean, where do you get your information from? I mean, just real life, real moms, right?
Oh, yeah. Just being a mom. Oh, you know, I don't know what age kids you have, but my daughter's 13 now. So the clothes and the shopping, very important. And there's a new store. Can I name it on the air? So Brandy Melville, I guess.
Oh my gosh. I don't even have girls, and I know about Brandy Melville.
Oh my gosh.
Is that for kids?
How come I don't know about it?
Teen girls.
Like teen girls. And so my daughter was busy with her drill team thing, and she said, I have a birthday party to go to. Can you run and just get my friend a gift and then bring it back? So, of course, I had to go to Brandy Melville.
Of course.
On the door, it says one size fits all.
It's layering.
So it's like junior sizes.
So, and her girl was maybe like, you know, she's just one of the bigger, like, 13-year-old girls. And so I went to the counter and I said, really, one size fits all? And he looked at me, who's like a size 12, and he looks me up and down and he goes, well, not all.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, God. And I thought to myself, I go, well, not for me. And then I thought, how funny would it have been? I go, try on things. Oh, this is so stretchy. Oh, thank goodness for
you. You should have. That would have been absolutely hysterical.
Joni, I think it'd be so fun to hang out with you because, you know, it's like when you go to like different places and you have somebody that just really doesn't care and you know what I mean? Like wants to just kind of make people laugh. I think that is, I love that.
That's the best kind of
it
laughter.
It is. Yeah. Don't you guys feel like that when you're with me?
No. Oh, totally.
Every Saturday.
If I was with you guys, I would have totally gone to the dressing room and go, is this a tankini? Do you think I was bad in this?
I love it. So what are we going to be hearing on Friday and Saturday night with you? And let's give away a couple sets of tickets right now. 419-0008, 419-0008. We've got Venture Comedy Festival tonight, and that is Laughter by the Sea. And we've got some bad girls of comedy, but we've got Joni Fagan, who's going to be part of the Clean Comedy Show. So just give us a call and let us know when you want to be involved in. So what are we going to find out? What are we going to hear?
Well, my sister's in a whole different phase. She's got teenagers, and three of them are boys. My nephews stayed at my house, and I don't know if they're coming or going because the hair's in front and the hair's in back and the pants are down.
Yeah.
Oh, that scares me.
Get ready,
baby. I don't even know how they hold them up. I'm crafty. Is that like
and
double
butt cracks?
I know, exactly. He went to go sit on my couch. I'm like, get a doily.
Yeah, yeah, that is so true. That's funny.
So every phase is different. You know, and I have friends that are dating now, like after 20 years of marriage, they're back out there dating and stuff because, you know, they're just single again. And I can't even wrap my brain around that with, you know, Facebook and mismatch.com and all those sort of things. And my friend, she said she went on a date with somebody and he said, oh, do you believe in friends with benefits? And she said, yes, I love health insurance.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. You're too funny. Question, like, what's going on with Three Blonde Moms?
Well, next on October 9th, we fly to Cleveland, Ohio, and we're doing a fundraiser for Rainbow Baby and Children's Hospital. We've done that twice before. It's a beautiful venue, and we raised like $75,000 for their neonatal unit about 3 years ago.
Wow, that's awesome.
So are you all actresses, or how did you get into this thing?
We are, yeah. We're all actresses. The show right now, the cast has been together like 4 or 5 years. And Donna Cherry, she's been on Desperate Housewives. She's a singer. She's Juilliard trained. And Beaumont Bacon was in the movie Jerry Maguire, and she has a lot of acting in her background. And I played Faith on the Drew Carey Show for a couple of years. I was president of the Optimist Club, and then they always tried to kill me.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. So, and then I've done some Disney movies, and then recently I did a few pilots. I did a pilot called Calabasas, which is kind of a spoof on Calabasas. I was the city council president and tried to run things, but it's really a funny comedy, and that should be coming out pretty soon.
Oh, really?
And
great. I love it.
That's
being
so cool.
I am a Calabasian, so there you go.
You just perked her up.
That's
she
right.
got off her phone.
Is it like a Desperate Housewives kind of thing? Calabasas Desperate Housewives.
Do you want to see if you could be in it?
Well, I would.
You could be in it. You could.
Hey, question. So, are you going to be in Thousand Oaks again? Are you keeping the original Three Blonde Moms? Is that happening or?
Yes, because now, after Beaumont moved to Rhode Island, you know, we can fly anywhere. So we're in Cleveland, and then we're in Wisconsin, and then we're going to do some corporate events over the holidays. I can book more shows on the East Coast. Donna's in Philadelphia half the time now. Mm. So we're all over the place.
You guys are all
and then I'm
over.
All over. And then I'm going to build an L.A. cast of gals that I've used before, you know, and we'll still tour in California. And yeah, I've been at the Thousand Oaks Pacific Arts Plaza a few times at the show.
Yeah.
And they rotate like every other year. So maybe next year.
Oh, there you go.
Great.
All right. Well, I'm excited to come watch you on Friday and Saturday. And again, we have tickets here. All you have to do is call in right now 419-0008. 419-0008.
0008. Also, Facebook us. That is where you find out all the great things that are happening. Joni Fagan, she is one of the three blonde moms, and thank you so much for being here. I look forward to traveling with you through all your journey. So thanks, honey.
Sure. I hope to see you this weekend. I'll talk to you soon. Bye,
guys. You got it. Thanks. All right. Our next guest, Lisa Carey. And I told you that we've got Harvest tickets, and it is that time, Harvest Festival. It's time for all these amazing things. It's like kind of like my start of my shopping. And, you know, I used to do all the crafting, but it's shopping time. And they have really great stuff, really good food, really good presents. And stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break from some of our sponsors. But when we come back, we'll talk to Lisa. So stay with us.
On September 27th, join the students for Eco Education in Agriculture at the second annual Ventura County Farm Day. Each location will have activities including guided tours, farmer meet and greets, question and answer sessions, taste testing, produce picking, and more. This is a free, fun day for the entire family, and participants are encouraged to visit as many farms as they can. The Farm Day festivities will continue through the evening at McGrath Family Farm in Camarillo with the Ventura County Farm Day Barbecue. Local farm-to-table chef Tim McCoyne will be providing seasonal sides while the young farmers and ranchers are grilling up a storm. Milk and Honey Farm will supply the delectable desserts. Again, this event is for the entire family. There'll be live music, dancing, photo booth, and games to keep the kids entertained. Visit the Farm Day website at VenturaCountyFarmDay.com for more information and purchase tickets to the Farm Day Barbecue at Ventura County Farm Day BBQ.eventbrite.com.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And our next guest, Lisa Carey, she is in charge of, God, she's in charge of a lot of things, but we always do the Strawberry Festival, which is going to be coming up. I saw the poster that you can win $2,000, I think it is, and do your artwork, and it gets up there, and that's really fun. But today she's going to be talking about her Harvest Festival, and this lady has a lot of things going on, but they're always great things. We've got tickets to give away, and again, write this phone number down, 419-0008. 419-0008. Also, Facebook us. We're giving away there, and we're giving away on our show. So, Lisa, are you there?
Oh, yes. I love it. I really appreciate the chance to talk to you, Kim.
Oh, you're welcome. How's everything going? Good?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, thank you. So, and you're such a positive energy. It's great.
Well, thank you. That's what we try to do here. I love it. I love looking at the brighter side, and you always have amazing events. So I love to, you know, team up with you on them. What is what can we expect this year at the Harvest Festival?
Well, you know, what I think is great, we're celebrating 25th anniversary coming to Ventura County. And for many people, it's become a fall tradition that they look forward to. There's
more than 200 artists that come out. It's a juried showcase, so the craftsmanship and the artistry that you'll see is really at a high level. And then throughout the day, you can enjoy live entertainment. There's strolling performers. There's an amazing kids zone with interactive arts and crafts. And there's specialty foods where you can get few tastes as you're strolling along. It's just a wonderful day to come out and enjoy.
What I want to know, most importantly, is there jewelry, handmade jewelry? Is there a booth for handmade jewelry?
She's all about it. You're so funny. You can tell she's over being a mom now. She's single.
That's right. Sherry's done. She's ready to go to that next level.
You got to get to the chase. No, there's plenty of bling, believe me.
Okay, I'm in.
It's great. There's handmade beautiful jewelry. There's things that you can put in your hair that are all handcrafted. There's these amazing brooches and a lot of scarf accents that you never thought of, you know, and you get there and you say, oh my gosh, they're so clever and beautiful and I have to have it. And then there's blown glass and hand-woven clothing and candles and wood carving and decorative items and sauces and antique treasures and kids show accessories, sculptures, holiday ornaments. You name it.
It's really fun. Yeah. And I was seeing there was this guy that I'm trying to get on my show. He was there last year. He was this chef and he
Spaghetti Man.
It was like a brother's it was an Italian sauce. I don't know, Lisa, if you remember or you know him.
But oh gosh, there's so many and I frequent all of them.
His was amazing. I mean, my husband makes a lot of his family makes a lot of Italian sauces, and this was like, talk about, I could do this and nobody would ever know that I didn't make it.
It wasn't homemade.
Yeah, so I'm going to try and get him on my show. But anyways, so how does the community benefit from this celebration? That's what I love, because it's a win-win.
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that, Kim, because they really make a point of reaching out and embracing the community so that they can help give back. People that bring non-perishable items, canned foods, we have a food truck that's going to be collecting them, and anybody who donates, they get $2 off their admission price. And then Clinica's Del Camino Real is going to be there with their huge mobile unit, and you can get free health screenings. And then Boys and Girls Club of Ventura is going to be hosting face painting and the parcel and bag check. So we're really kind of getting the local community involved, and it's our way of helping give back too.
Wow, I love it. I love when things like this are a win-win for our community, because it, you know, you get to celebrate and it goes for great causes, because there's so many amazing causes out there that we're all working towards. So
That are really doing something for their causes.
Yeah, I love it. So give us, what are the dates and times of the event?
Well, it's going to be not this weekend, but next weekend, October 3rd through 5th. And that's a Friday through Sunday. So Friday and Saturday, the hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then Sunday, it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And what I also like to mention is kids 12 and under are free.
That's really nice.
Everybody to bring their kids or their grandkids. And then also, tickets are good for the whole weekend. So if you get home and you go, oh, God, I really need that set of earrings. They're screaming out to me and I didn't pick them up. You can go back and get them, and you don't have to pay for admission again. You can enjoy another version.
I love that. I love that. Now, what makes the Harvest Festival more unique than the other art gatherings in the country?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. And there's a very selective criteria when we say it's a juried showcase. They have to apply, and there's a committee that judges their level of workmanship, their artistry, and you can't just be anybody who signs up and gets a booth there. What it also allows us to do is give a wide variety. So you don't get in there and just see a bunch of blown glass or photography. There's an array. And what's interesting, what's developed over the years, is there's a camaraderie among the exhibitors and artisans, but it also is great because they're working each year to come up with something more clever, more unique, and something that's going to grab the attention of everybody walking by. So when you have so many people all coming together, all competing for your attention, it also collectively brings up the caliber of what they're putting out there.
Question, Lisa, now what do you think is going to be the most exciting thing this year? What would really grab our interest if we were there at the Harvest Festival?
Well, I think that there are some unique vendors that are doing some really interesting things. And among them, there's this one artist that takes eggs and she makes really creative ornaments out of them that you would not see anywhere. They're collector items, as well as they can decorate a tree or that you could put them in your house on display. Those are kind of neat. There's a woman that has a laundry bag company she's introducing, and it's so clever for moms. And it's something that it's called the Travel Laundry Company, and she's got these amazing designs, and the inside is all in a waterproof kind of vinyl that's designer, and the craftsmanship is amazing. So here she's thought of, you know, when you're traveling and you have a wet bathing suit.
Yes, when you leave the beach and you've got all those wet clothes.
Or, you know, when you're traveling and you have your dirty clothes and you mix them with your clean clothes.
That's
and
so
then
gross.
And nowadays, clothes, you really don't want to wash them all the time because they don't hold up like they used to. And so you want to separate them. Okay, I wore all these. These ones were clean.
No, what you want to do is put the dirty clothes on top of the clean clothes so they don't go through your luggage and steal anything.
Oh, you have a different look, really?
That came from my paranoid dad.
Oh, really? So they think, yucky, we're not going
we're
anywhere.
We're not going to look at any of this stuff.
I love it. Everybody always has a different look on it.
You can still put them on the top, but they're just going to be in this really cool,
nice bag.
Exactly. That's right. Two for one.
There you go.
And it won't smell or anything. It's really good.
There you go. Lisa, are there any contests that my listeners can get signed up for to win?
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned. We're doing grab bags, and we give away shopping dollars, so we do that on a daily level. And then we have teamed up with the Ventura County Wine Trail, and we're giving away special packages each day. And then they can sign up to win a free iPad mini also.
Wow. Well, perfect. And where do we find out about that?
And you can call 1-800-346-1212, or you could go on harvestfestival.com and then click on the Ventura Showcase, and all the information is there.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, I look forward to this. Let's give another set of tickets away right now, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. All you have to do is say Harvest Festival, and we will and leave us your name and number. We'll get back with you. Thank you so much, Lisa. I look forward
to all
your events.
We'll see you there. Thank you so much.
You got it. All right. We are at the end of our show, and I know that that you wanted to mention something, right,
Sherry? Well, I just wanted to mention that I have a certification course coming out, and it could be for coaches or therapists. It actually could be for anybody that's struggling with negative habits. It's a 10-week course, and they can go to wakeuprecovery.com to learn more about it.
So
wakeuprecovery.com.
Are you certified after it?
You are certified in this process, absolutely.
Wow. And so what will that process do for you?
Well, you know what, it's a lot of times we have guests that talk a lot about law of attraction, metaphysics, positive psychology. It's really using those types of tools to eliminate negative habits in your life so that you can be more present, more conscious.
There you go. I know we've got a couple minutes, and you know, we were talking about this, Jennifer and I, and Sherry as a therapist. You know, sometimes we live in this 24/7 world, go, 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 go. And sometimes you forget about the people in your life that you maybe haven't made a phone call to, or old friends that, you know, how do you stay in touch with your friends? How do you bring your old friends back in, you know?
That's so funny that you said that. I just reconnected with someone from high school, and it's been so nice. When you have a friend, I think that is a big part of your life, either when you're growing up or when you're married, just a different part, and then you lose touch, not because you stopped getting along, your lives go different ways. It's almost like a little piece of you is missing until you bring it back. And we just reconnected, and it's been so fun. Our lives are very busy and we don't see each other that often, but it's so nice to just to have like that circle completed. There's no longer like a missing piece in it.
What was that song? I don't know if you guys were Girl Scouts or Brownies.
Make new friends.
Make new friends, but keep the old ones. One is silver and the other is gold.
There you go. And that is so true, because
don't you feel like it's almost like, you know, different people have a piece of your life? And you
have to make a commitment. I mean, this year, in the new year, I made a commitment. I was becoming, and I still am, a bit of a workaholic, but I made a commitment about making connections, whatever that was, new, old, you know, whatever. And it really, I really have this year. I really have built a little life.
And I think it's important to be respectful of maybe my life is one way, and you have a friend. I have a friend, actually, that I just saw the other day. She works. She doesn't have children, but we work together for a long time, and we're very good friends. And it's important to, even though your lives may not be parallel, you still have a lot in common, and to keep those friendships a part of your life.
Well, this is a topic that we should have. I think about being single and divorced, and how I'm very sometimes disappointed in married people that, you know, when breakups have happened in my life, married people will only want to get together with me when their husbands are busy.
Right. Well, I mean, we're going to bring that
let's
up.
Let's talk that's, about that, because yeah, it's kind of rude.
Right. So you want to be included, right?
I want to be included. Yeah. I don't have a disease, and no. I don't want your husband.
You know what? We're going to talk about that. Thank you for bringing that up. Thank you for today, Jennifer and Sherry and Tom and all my listeners out there. Of course, I want to end our show with a moment of happiness. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KVTA. Completely different guests, so definitely join us. By being yourself, you put something wonderful in the world that was not there before. So earn your gift, be who you are, and have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.